With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. If your power is out in Erie O, Hydro One is working on getting that back online still. Crews have been sent out, and at last check, the estimated restoration time was 12:45 this afternoon. The Acting Medical Officer of Health in Chatham-Kent says the municipality has an obesity problem, and especially with the stigma attached to it. Dr. Shankar Nisatharai told the Board of Health at its meeting this week 65% of Chatham-Kent's residents are overweight or obese, and that those persons are often dismissed as lazy or lacking self-control because of it. Dr. Nisatharai says instead of putting people down because of their weight, the treatment should be honest and respectful dialogue using non-offensive language. Several events are taking place in downtown Chatham this weekend to honor missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in Canada. It starts with a flag raising and a walk along King Street West at noon today. That'll be followed by an opening and displaying of red dresses at 495 King Street West, a light lunch, and the lighting of the sacred fire this afternoon. There's several other events taking place on Saturday and Sunday. You can find information about that on our website, cknewstoday.ca. The draw will take place this hour for the Chatham-Kent Health Alliance Foundation's Spring 50-50 draw. The jackpot climbed quickly this morning. It's over $70,000 for the winner. That also means $70,000 will go to the Hospital Foundation. Once the winning number is drawn, the winner will be contacted. And the federal inquiry examining foreign interference in our last two federal elections in Canada is about to release its interim report. Justice Marie-Josée Hogue is releasing that this hour. She heard 10 days of testimony and looked at previously classified memos and intelligence assessments. The final report is due by the end of the year. The Vancouver Canucks have another chance to book their ticket to the next round of the playoffs as they take on Nashville again tonight for Game 6. The winner of that series faces Edmonton. Dallas has a chance to move on if they beat Vegas tonight. The Blue Jays open a 5-game road trip in Washington, taking on the Nationals. The Tigers will try to make it 3 wins in a row as they face the Yankees. And in the NBA playoffs, Cleveland can wrap up its first-round series with a win against Orlando, while Dallas can knock off the Clippers. Showers clearing up a bit this afternoon with a high of 21 Celsius. Mainly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, low 11. And mainly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers in the morning and a high of 25. Right now it's 16 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.